Oh, man. All right. So, Meredith, I'm going to have you put those headphones on. I didn't realize we had no commercial break. Here we are. Meredith, I want to welcome you to the Diner Tour, and we're talking about the Norwalk Conservatory.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you here, and I'm going to pull your microphone right in here in front
here
of your mouth.
Go.
So, oh, yeah, nice and clear. Listen, we have to be ready for the theatrics. Tell me about the Norwalk Conservatory, because you guys opened in 2018,
and welcomed our first class in 2023.
Wow. I mean, so it's still, I don't want to say relatively new, but you guys just had your second graduating class recently, right?
This past Sunday.
Wow. Congratulations to them. Tell us what makes the conservatory so unique. I mean, this is a very neat opportunity. I saw you talking to one of our team members who also has a daughter in the theater, and I think this is a very cool and unique, because I don't know, arts I feel like is just not as prioritized as it should be, maybe compared to like sports programs, for example. I'm more of the arts brain, can you tell? But tell us what makes the conservatory so unique and special.
Yeah, I think, you know, what really sets us apart is that we're so incredibly industry focused. So our students spend time with us not only learning how to sing and dance and act, but they are going out on auditions, you know, every day, and they're meeting agents and casting directors, and they're working while they're in school. So we have 3 students who are currently on Broadway and 15 more on national tours right now.
Oh, okay. Flex that. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Wow. From right here in Connecticut.
Yeah, from our students are from all over.
Really?
But we have quite a few that are from here in Connecticut.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, why even have this created? Like, why create this space in education in Norwalk?
You know, there are so many arts creatives that live, you know, right in our area that I think people don't even realize. We have such easy access to New York City without having to live necessarily in the hustle and bustle of the city, if that's sort of not your vibe. I know it's not my vibe.
Right. No,
I like
I'd
the sort of
yeah.
quiet neighborhood.
I'll visit New York,
vibe,
but I don't
and,
live
and
there.
It's, you know, yeah. nice and safe. Our college parents, I think, really appreciate being able to send their kids someplace that they know they're going to be well looked after and well cared for. But the students still have, you know, clear access to everything that New York City has to offer.
That's amazing. And I would imagine, though, it's highly competitive.
Oh, yes. We see well over 1,000 students every year for 16
Holy.
Spots in each major.
16 spots? How many majors do you have?
4.
Oh, wow. That's very competitive.
Oh, yes.
I do not envy whoever's deciding who's getting into this school.
That would be me.
No, I had a feeling. I was going to say you're director of admissions, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's a fun job. That's a stressful job. How do you even, I mean, there have to be things I've always wondered this, so I'm going to get a little behind the scenes. Like, what stands out to you? What would make a student be, you know, a good fit for the conservatory? Because you got those parents who are now dialed in going, wait a minute, this might be a great fit for my kid, but can they do it?
Right. So obviously extraordinary talent, first and foremost. But, you know, I think really what makes a NoCo tree, we're the trees, go trees. What makes a tree is somebody who really has a passion and a drive and really just wants to get out there and do the work. You know, it can't wait to get up in the morning and go on that audition and book that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just see that in our students every day. And that's really, I think, what makes them stand out in a crowd.
That's incredible. So you said that you have 4 majors. What are they?
Musical theater, dance.
Okay.
Commercial dance and acting for stage and screen.
Wow. So those are very, very specific. How did you find the instructors, the professors, if you will? How did you find the people who are obviously molding these students into the talent that they now are, and you're seeing the success rate?
Yeah, a lot of them come from right here in Norwalk, in
no
kidding. You know, the greater Connecticut area. Again, a lot of working professionals, you know, live in and around the Norwalk area. We do get several from the city as well, but, you know, almost all of our faculty members are still, you know, working industry professionals themselves. So they're choreographers, they're dancers, they're actors, they're directors. You know, so not only are they teaching our students, but they're also giving them that hand up in the industry as well, and casting
it's all about
them,
connections.
Casting them in their shows and workshops, you know, which is also a great experience for our students.
That is so cool. So again, I would imagine it's incredibly competitive, but if people want to, I mean, do you guys offer opportunities to get connected before kids would apply, or are there ways that they can either do tours, or what do you sort of recommend? If you've got the high school family right now listening, they've got a freshman, sophomore, even junior, who they're like, this is the route they want to go, but we want to give them the best shot possible to maybe get into the conservatory. What do you suggest they do?
The best way to get to know our school, and for us to get to know somebody who's thinking about attending, we do have a summer program for current high school students. We have a pre-college summer intensive that we run. It's a 2-week summer intensive. We run it twice over the summer. And that's a really great way to get to know our faculty, to get to know current students who work alongside those faculty during the summer. We get to know those students in a different way. If that sort of doesn't work with your summer plans, coming out to the school to take a tour, we offer several sort of open doors days, you know, where you can sit in on classes and really just sort of get to see the school and see the vibe and see if it's something that you're interested in pursuing.
It's so neat. And maybe I am not picturing it correctly, so feel free, Meredith, to say, no, you ding dong, that's not what's happening here. But it reminds me of sort of that, what is the movie, Step Up, where they're literally going to school, but they're also being able to focus on their arts. And of course, I'm referencing a movie, but that's sort of what it sounds like is the experience of your students.
Oh, yes. There is so much singing and dancing in the hallways.
I
all the
love
time.
That.
Oh, yes. It makes going to work so fun.
Do you ever just end up finding you're just joining in? Like, you're like, I hear that, but you're like, no, I got to be professional. I'm director of admissions. But do you find, like, you close the door and then you're like, I'm going to keep singing what they were
just
singing?
I'm retired. That's what I go with.
Oh, I love that. So you were a theater girl.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That's amazing. So is this kind of, I've always wondered that. So when you feel like you've had this incredible career and you've enjoyed it, I've noticed that people either get into the education portion of it or like the agent portion of it. How do we get kids into those dream roles? Is that what happened with you?
Yes. I've been in theater education for a very long time. I taught locally. I've directed youth theater for a very long time. So this was just sort of a natural step up for me.
Yeah. That is so cool. So what is the website for people to get more information, connect with you, maybe see more about the summer programs, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website is thenorwalkconservatory.org. And I would also say check out our Instagram, which is also the Norwalk Conservatory, to see what our kids are up to.
That's so cool. And when do you start taking applications? Is it like typical where the colleges start taking them in the fall and then they'll find out by like late winter? Is it the same kind of deal?
Yeah, so our applications open in August.
Okay.
And then we'll start scheduling auditions right away. And we audition through February, March.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. Meredith, I want to thank you so much for what you do. Again, Director of Admissions at the Norwalk Conservatory of the Arts. And if people want more information, it is all spelled out, thenorwalkconservatory.org, because you know I'm going to mess that up, .org. It's O-R-G. I am. I'm that girl that is like a .net.com. And it's like, nope, it's always org. It always is. .org. And Meredith Walker, I want to thank you so much for what you do and for being on the Diner Tour.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And listen, if you like, you know, are walking out in the parking lot and you start singing, I might join you. It won't make it to the airwaves, but I love a good just like acapella.
A little triple pirouette action, you know.
There's nothing I love more than a nice little pirouette, fouette. Yeah, I do. I think I'll go up and just do some fouettes in the parking lot. That sounds amazing. Meredith, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we are going to be right back. We have stop number 2 right now in Norwalk at the Post Road Diner for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We will return in just a few minutes right here on Melissa in the Morning. We've got Dr. Alexandra Estrella, Superintendent of Schools, joining us in just a few minutes.